My name is Juma El Gamati. I'm from Libya, but I live in the UK. I'm currently the coordinator between the Interim National Council in Libya and Britain. My colleague is Mr. Mahmoud Shammam. He's a journalist. He's also currently now in charge of all the media affairs with regard to the Interim National Council. He lives in Washington, and he moves between Washington and Doha in Qatar. We have distributed around a statement. I think you should have got a copy. Does everybody have a copy? Does anybody not have a copy of this? Yeah? A vision of a democratic Libya. What we will do is I will just say a few words about this document and then explain to you the activities of the delegation of the Interim National Council today in London, including the head of the delegation, Dr. Mahmoud Jibril, who really is very sorry not to be here. He sends his apologies. He's got lots of commitments and meetings with various delegations from the participants of the conference, and he's got a very, very tight schedule, and he's not in London for a long time, so that's why he cannot be here. So he sends his apologies, and we are sorry for that as well. And then we will take questions, obviously. My colleague will take questions about the activities of the council here today, and also we jointly take questions about any other issues. So let me just start by saying that this document, A Vision of a Democratic Libya, explains briefly the core messages and the core vision of Libya of the future, Libya post-Colonel Gaddafi, the new Libya, hopefully, very soon. Obviously, one of the key motivations of why the Libyan people have come out en masse to demonstrate peacefully on the 17th of February, triggered by a demonstration in Benghazi, is because Libya and the Libyan people have been suffering for 42 years under sheer tyranny and oppression and dictatorship. So that means the real aspirations of the Libyan people are to be free, to live under a constitutional democratic system where there is rule of law, all essential freedoms are guaranteed, and people can fulfill their potential and realize their aspirations. So that is the hope, that is the vision. What we have tried to articulate in this document is just the vision of Libya once Gaddafi is out of power. Now, the role of the Interim National Council is to facilitate that process through a transition period until we reach a state, a permanent state, where there is a constitution crafted by the Libyan people. The constitution will highlight the framework of a new democratic civil government in Libya. Obviously, we are very determined. We hear from a lot of Libyans, from intellectuals and others, that we had enough of tyranny. We have lost a golden chance over the last 42 years to develop our country, to utilize the huge resources Libya had, to have proper development, proper prosperity, and real freedoms. But now, once hopefully Gaddafi is out, this chance will be possible again, and the Libyan people are determined to work to achieve it. So we can perhaps take any questions around this. But let me just add to our activities today as a delegation. We have been meeting with various foreign ministers. Dr. Mahmoud Jibril and my colleague here, Mr. Mahmoud Shammam, and myself met with Secretary William Hague in the morning. And then we met with Secretary Hillary Clinton. We also met with the foreign minister, the German foreign minister. And we met with Monsieur Alain Juppé, the French foreign minister. And there might be other meetings as well going on or might take place later on. The meetings have been very constructive. My colleague Mahmoud may say a few things about that.
It was a very good meeting, very warm meeting. We appreciate the positions and the stands of all of the countries represented by those foreign affairs ministers, and we express our concerns. We still have a lot of things to be concerned about, and we got some good answers and some questions. Some other questions needed to be further discussion, and I think generally we will wait and see what's going to happen today in the meeting. There is a follow-up meeting after that meeting, and we are very happy and satisfied with the results that we got today. We have some other meetings after this press conference, and we will proceed, and I will take any question about specific issues.